evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties work with check-in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start with K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. Is it cold enough for you? What's going on tonight?
Actually, it was a gorgeous day. We had a lot of sunshine. We got up to 50 degrees at my location here. Had some errands to run today, and it was rather pleasant out there. Very light wind, really. The wind has been so bad lately, it's been making it a lot colder. But right now we're down to about 41 degrees, and I think we're going to get a couple more pleasant days, and then it's, you know, headed back towards fall and winter again. So, 7-3 all around, KA2ZZ.
Okay, yeah, it was pretty pleasant here today. It started out, I'm up at camp, it started out here, kind of cloudy in the morning, and I made a commitment there yesterday that I wasn't going to get up early and hunt, because I don't have enough stamina, it seems, to get through the whole day and all the way into the nighttime. So I started at 10 instead of 6, and anyway, it was, we had a high here today of 46, and I don't know, it was right around noon or so, somewhere around there the sun came out and it really got nice here, but we still have snow on the ground. And maybe, not in every spot, but the spots we do have snow, about maybe a half inch to an inch. Currently it is 27 degrees up here, and it'll probably get down to about 20, I would imagine, here tonight, but we're supposed to warm up here, what they're saying. All right, Jack, well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully it won't get too warm for you here this week, and I know how you like the cold weather. So, all right, thanks for checking in, we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI, well, I looked at the forecast, and it was saying possible freezing rain and et cetera this morning, and so I got lots of things to do anyway, since I've been up in Lake Pleasant for a couple of days. Believe it or not, we took the boat out on Sunday in the rain and a little bit of snow. And that wasn't too bad. The worst problem was actually by the time I got from the house over to the other side of the lake, it kind of stopped raining or whatever. But it was windy, and the waves were pretty big in the, on the eastern side there in the bay. Not in the bay, but coming into it. They were real big, which in the summer might have been fun, but in the this time of the year, I was like, well, not that I thought anything was going to happen, but you never know, you know. In the warm weather, I mean, even if the boat sank, well, big deal. It'd be a hassle, but, you know, so on. Not that far from shore and swimming. But in the winter, or this time of the year, it would not be fun. It'd be pretty darn cold the time to get in there. Probably the only time of the year, or one of the very, very few times I actually put a life jacket on in the boat. I never do that. But I figured better safe than sorry. And then the next day we got the dock basically just connected and pulled in the shore and part way up, and then let's see what would be be Tuesday, I guess. We winched the rest of the way out, so that's taken care of. And I decided to take my little aluminum bolt and take the motor off of that and turn it over. I figure it probably won't use it. And if you don't turn it over, then it gets filled with snow, and then the snow melts, or it rains, and then it gets filled. I don't know, a month ago or something, Tom asked me if I wanted to take over as the Northern New York Section Emergency Coordinator, so I said I would do that. So it's one more thing, but actually he said, well, you're kind of doing a lot of the stuff anyway and active with the, Northern New York Amateur Radio Association and all that. So, yeah, on the way home, by the way, I got the HF in the car, and I talked to some guy down in Pennsylvania and a couple other guys, and then he kept calling, so I tuned up a little bit, and on 7195, I think, and I just kind of drove along, and next thing I know, here's a guy calling EA2, I forget what it's called, from Barcelona, Spain. He says, oh, you've got a great mobile signal. So, it was 17 degrees. I don't know, I'll translate that into Fahrenheit. It's probably around 70 or something in Barcelona. So that was kind of a neat two-so on the way home. KC2WI.
All right, well, great. Yeah, I've with your little 10-meter rig up here, I've hit Spain a few times. Haven't got anything this weekend because I've been out hunting. As soon as pretty much when I get up, I get out. But looking forward to doing some more on this. I'm still looking around to get one of these rigs for myself and get this one back to you. Waiting to get it for the right price. So, all right. Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in and. Congratulations there and being the new coordinator there. And we'll catch up with you later. KC2 MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, we got 35 degrees up on the hill here. And nice, bright moon and clear skies. Seems like if the wind's died down, it's going to be a halfway decent night. Don't forget, we got the Boonville Amateur Radio Club on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Pratt Center for anyone that wants to attend.
Roger that. Yep, we, matter of fact, I posted that up on the website there last week, and I'm hoping I don't forget. We'll see. And, yeah, the moon is bright, just like it was last night. In fact, I have a couple of solar lights outside that, I usually leave off until I get here. I turn them on, but I've turned them back off here tonight because there's no point. It's so bright out there. When you walk outside at night, you can see where you're going. It's definitely a hunter's moon. Not that you would hunt under this light, but I suppose if it was back in the day when it was legal, you could sit out here at night and you could see stuff move and then flash a light on it and make your harvest, I guess. But anyway. It's a very bright night out, and there's still a little bit of snow on the ground, so that lightens it up quite a bit. And I like nights like this, although it's not that conducive to hunting because I guess the deer move around a lot more at night on nights like this. But okay, Ray, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KDE2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KDE2 VLA.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's going on?
KA2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, didn't have too exciting a day today. Made a trip to the landfill. Had several discussions in the coffee shop and around. Did some puttering in the garage, arranging the garage a little bit better. Just killing time. I guess we'll get in Saturday for hunting if the weather is decent. That's about all our news. Looks like 73. Good luck to you up there.
Okay, Clint. Well, they are moving up here. It's definitely a lot different than it was a week ago. I went out towards, you know, what the guys, the boys out there call Pops Watch, and I went past that quite a bit and headed up towards, back up north towards the road. And, boy, there were so many tracks up there. You couldn't, it was hard to follow a track because you'd always end up crisscrossing an older one. And then you had to double back and make sure you were on the right track. And matter of fact, at one point, I was following a buck. It was definitely a buck track because at some point he stopped, he made a huge scrape, and then he continued going. And I got kind of excited, and I was following that for a little bit, and all of a sudden I crossed another track. Next thing you know, I was following a bear track. And I looked and said, wait a minute, this track has changed. And I looked at the ground, and sure enough, I followed that for a little bit, and it was a bear track. But there's a lot going on up there, especially on that, you know, the western side. And I did run into Crabtree there. He said he's seen a few things up here, too. So things are starting to liven up a little bit here. So you might have some luck here Saturday when you come in. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I'm up at camp, and I decided to change things up a little bit. Instead of getting up early, I've been getting up a little bit later, waking up around 7:30 or 8, getting going and getting out of here about 9:30, and then spending the whole day out in the woods from 9:30 till sundown. And I trekked about 6 miles today. Did a lot of, you know, I wouldn't call it still hunting, because obviously you wouldn't do 6 miles in a day, but I wanted to get out there and see what was moving out in the woods, and I made a big loop, and it was a good time. I got to see a lot of what's going on out in the woods, and but I am pretty foot sore, so I think tomorrow I'm probably going to find myself a little spot to sit and do that for most of the day. I'm going to sit at my blind for a while, or maybe sit up in the stand for a while, we'll see. Other than that, it's a nice night up here. We got the wood stove going. We had a big pot roast dinner here. I got it all cut up and ready to go before I left it in the morning, and I put it all in the Dutch oven, and I threw it up on the wood stove, and then I loaded up the wood stove and tamped it right down, with the vents in the stove, and then cranked it right down, so it would just smolder, and by the time I got back here, about seven or eight hours later, the pot roast was done, and there was still some heat coming out of the stove, and had a good dinner. So we got another couple days up here hunting, and hopefully we'll get lucky and run across them up here. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Ray, and Clint for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. N1373 to all, KB2KRJ.